Dear brothers and sisters, what is your life purpose? People may live pursuing wealth, fame, authority, or happiness of their family. Or some may say they live to help others or the neglected in the society. And unfortunately, there are people who live because they cannot die. But if you believe there are heaven and hell and God is the creator, your purpose will become different. You may say, I live to go to heaven. I live to become God's true children. I live for the glory of God. Then you recover the true duty of man. You may have thought about why you chose this Mammin Center Church. You have thought about why only senior pastor. You may have thought about this at this point of time. And you have to also think about this. That you have to think that this is my church, and you have to the clear reason and clear reason for coming to this church, attending this church, and with this clear goal and clear the reason for the choice of this church, you may not be swayed by anything. Think about the people who achieved success in the world, but they are still pursuing wealth and money. But they are not satisfied with what they have. Of course, there are some people who pursue something that is of goodness. Then they may be satisfied with what they have to some degree. But still, the heart of man have a place, room to only be filled with the deity, God, and heaven. So, our purpose of life is different. The Christian's goal is different. If you have different goals and different purpose of life, you may try to become sanctified. And the life is really a blessed life. And when you want to become sanctified, and when you want to try to become sanctified on this earth, the holiness gospel is really beneficial for those people. And you have been confessing that you want to go to New Jerusalem. Some people do not know New Jerusalem. They do not know about the level of faith. But we know this. We know the different places, dwelling places in heaven, and the different glory and different rewards will be given by God in heaven. We know this. And we have learned that how we can take New Jerusalem by force. And we also have been provided by strength. Provided by this church, the strength has been provided by the message. So in this trial, we need to be more pleased and happy. Of course, people with faith have confessed that this time will become glory. Yes, we have to have this kind of faith. Then those kinds of people who have faith, what they see, hear, and feel, all different. In the past, they may have thought of how they could become rich, how they could be lifted up by others. But now they may think of how they can increase their faith. Their goal and thoughts change it. Has your goal changed it because of this trial? Or do you think it is your chance to increase your faith? Are you taking advantage of this trial time? Then, if you use this time as a time to increase your faith, you can glorify God all the more. Of course, you know that many forefathers of faith in the Bible also underwent many trials and hardships. As they met hardship and trials, they changed themselves and they glorified God all the more through the trials. They try to find the ways to glorify God all the more. So I hope you will look back upon yourselves. You must not lose heart. Just look back upon yourselves and change yourselves all the more. Let's make our vessels worthy of God's answers. Our purpose and our goal of faith is to go to heaven and to go to better dwelling places in heaven. So I hope you will have that goal and stick to that goal and check what you see here and please think in the truth and check yourself if you think and say in the faith. This standard is never changed. The standard is the word of God, and this standard has been never changed. You have to hold it, and you have to stick to it. And I hope by doing so, you will receive a lot of blessings. Then you can understand even people who you would not have understood in the past. You can forgive and even pray for them. Even if someone hates you, if you love him and follow only goodness, you can feel true peace and joy given by God from your heart. This is peace that nothing in the world can give. Such people can solve all difficulties and hardship in rather different ways from other worldly people's ways. They rely on God, who is our problem solver. The more difficulties you have, the more you can feel the existence of God. In the course of human cultivation, you may have faced difficulties and hardships, but in the difficulties and hardships, you can meet God closely. And it is a chance to meet God and experience God more closely. Psalm chapter 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When you confess this passage and rely on God with perfect faith, you can overcome any trial and test, and you will enjoy great blessings. However, although you say you believe God, unless you have spiritual faith, you will lose heart and feel disheartened, just as Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10 says, if you are slack in the day of distress, your strength is limited. It shows that the lack of faith. If you stumble because of the lack of faith, you have to stand up again, and you have to achieve a victory again. And if you lose heart, you have to seek God all the more. Then your weak faith can become strong. In trials and difficulties, and when you cannot receive the answers to your prayer and you lose heart, no. Some people might be like this. Some people may say they believe, but they lose their faith just because they think they have not received the answer to their prayer. The example may be Charles Darwin, who made a theory of evolution. Following his father's advice, he studied theology in University of Cambridge to become an Anglican parson. He had faith as knowledge of God, so he prayed when he encountered a problem. When his daughter was dying, he prayed God to save her, but he could not receive the answer, and his 10-year-old daughter died. What did he do? He grumbled against God. He ended up denying the existence of God and made up the theory of evolution. Let's say someone believed God, but he didn't receive the answer to his prayer from God. Does it mean that there is no God? No, never. It doesn't mean that there is no God. It just means that his faith is small. His faith is weak. And he should have tried to please God and glorify God all the more. Then God will cause all things to work together for good. But people, the worldly people, and even some people just complain and blame everything on God sometimes when they cannot receive the answers. In the course of human cultivation, things may go in different ways from what you expect. Answers may be slow. However, you must not lose heart. You need to have true faith. You have to find the true will of God, and you must please Him more. Then your hardship will become an amazing blessing. Hasn't your prayer been answered? No. Yes, God will surely answer your prayer, but it's just because your faith does not reach. Your faith is lacking. So the time could be different. The timing could be different, but God will surely answer your prayer if you pray hard and with faith. As the hardship became severe, Job complained and blamed God, although he had given thanks at first. Job got a disease. Of course, at first he gave thanks. But as his hardships became severe, Job blamed God. However, in his inner heart, he revered God. So he just found his shortcomings in his heart. And after he met God, he thoroughly repented and changed. He changed in a short while. After the trial, he received a double-fold blessing. He received double-fold blessing compared to the blessing that he had received before the trial. Is the two-fold blessing small? No. He has been rich already before the trial. But he received a double-fold blessing after the trial. So it was really huge, huge blessing. And he showed a great example of faith by doing that. Therefore, we need to acknowledge God who is greater than man's thoughts. We must completely rely on God when in difficulties. In difficulties, you need to confess, I believe God. I believe God. And God will surely solve my problems and He will reveal His glory through me. And I hope you will show this kind of faith. We are going to delve into who God is. I hope that by doing so, all of you will believe God in trials and hardship and stand on the rock of faith without swaying. It is not just applied to this situation that we are in. And it's also applied to your daily life. And you can stand on the rock of faith without swaying by believing our God. Who is God? He is the creator of heavens, earth, and all things. He said, I am who I am. He is almighty, so He sees, hears, and knows everything. No one can deceive God. No one can hide anything from God. God can do anything. God sees, hears, and knows everything. Let's look into His omnipresence through the biblical incident. God accepted Abel's offering, but did not accept Cain's. Abel gave offering following the will of God, but Cain did not follow the will of God. They knew which one would please God more, but Cain just followed his desire. Then God accepted Abel's offering, but did not accept Cain's. So Cain became very angry, and he had ill feeling against God. In Genesis chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 says, "Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it.'" God saw Cain's heart through, as well as saw his countenance. And God gave him advice with love. He told him not to increase his ill feeling. But Cain did not listen to God. He just showed his anger. God knows everything. God sees everything. And God feels everything. We cannot hide anything from Him. You need to remember this message. And if you are in difficulties, you need to go to God and pray to Him all the more. Like this, God can see the hearts of all people in the world as well as our hearts. So, at this time, I believe God. So, I'm not worried. God knows everything. God knows evil schemes of people, and God knows all the people who do goodness. God knows everything. Even good people may be in hardships and difficulties, but God will reveal all the truth and be glorified through good people. So I can overcome everything in this time. What about Jonah? God solved all the problems at the most appropriate time. God told him to proclaim about judgment in Nineveh, but Jonah disobeyed. Jonah fled to Tarshish by a ship from the presence of God. He slept in the hold of the ship. He tried to hide from God. You cannot hide from God. But sometimes people are foolish. They may think they can hide from God. You can discern everything based on the word of God. I hope you will receive answers to your questions or your problems through this message. Jonah fled to Tarshish by a ship from the presence of God. He slept in the hold of the ship. But God knew where he was. So God heard a great wind on the sea. Then the sailors became afraid, and the people in the ship tried everything to safely get to the destination. So they threw the cargo, which was in the ship, into the sea to lighten it for them. And they even cried to their gods. So they woke Jonah up so that they could cry to their gods. The captain said that it was not just an ordinary calamity, so they cast lots so they might learn on whose account the calamity had struck them. And the lot fell on Jonah. And he told them to throw him into the sea, saying the storm struck them due to him. He confessed that my God is furious because of me, because I did not disobeyed him. But the people in the ship could not throw him into the sea because of their goodness. So they tried to go to this destination, but the storm was stronger and stronger. So they could not help just throwing him into the sea. So they reluctantly picked up Jonah, threw him into the sea, and the sea stopped its raging. The storm could not be solved by any power or any strength of man. People could not just throw him into the sea. So they tried every method to get to the destination safely, but man could not do anything. People could not deal with this problem because it was from God. When they threw Jonah into the sea stopped its raising. Then the people in the ship even recognized God. Although Jonah tried to hide from God, God saw everything and worked exactly upon him. God did not want him to die. When he was thrown into the sea, God appointed a great fish to swallow him at an exact time. Jonah did not die in the sea, just a great fish that God prepared swallowed him. The fish did not chew him. It's just the fish swallowed him, his body, whole body. And the fish may have felt indigestion problem. But Jonah was in the stomach of the fish, eating nothing, and he repented. And God accepted his prayer. Jonah chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 says, "But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. That which I have vowed, I will pay." And it means that he said he would obey God. And he confessed, "Salvation is from the Lord." Then the Lord commanded the fish, and he vomited Jonah up onto the dry land. The fish felt uncomfortable, may have felt uncomfortable because of indigestion. Jonah was in the stomach of the fish. So the fish vomited Jonah up onto the dry land, not in the sea. God controlled everything. You can see this by this incident. Jonah hid himself from God, and he was in trial. But when you are in the hardship that can reveal the glory of God later, you can be pleased all the more. And the people, the biblical, the forefathers of faith in the Bible did not hide from God, did not avoid any trials or afflictions. They just faced them and confronted them and relied on God. Because everything is in His hand, everything in God's hands. God always sees us, hears our prayer, answers us, and helps us at the most appropriate time. Through Jonah's case, I hope you will realize that you, God sees you all the time. Even though your answers may be slow, God will give you the answer at the most appropriate time. When you have this kind of faith, you will be secured. You will be safe all the time. The faith will make you peaceful. I hope you will check yourself. When you think about God who sees, knows everything, are you afraid of Him? When you obey His word and act in goodness, God's omnipresence may feel like protection and security to you, not something to fear for. Even if some others falsely accuse you or give hard time to you, you will believe that God who knows everything will judge between goodness and evil. God knows what you have done. So you can because you believe God, you can become at peace. On the contrary, if you have committed sins, you may just repent to God. Salvation is from God, as Jonah said. So when you have trials or afflictions, you may just repent and look back upon yourselves and repent. And make up your mind to become better person before God. Then your blessings will draw close to you. There's nothing God cannot do. When you rely on God, you can stay at peace. And if you want to receive the answer to your prayer, you need to know the way to receiving the prayer. You have to prepare for your vessel worthy of the answers. God can solve any difficulties. Let's think about King Hezekiah. Unlike his father Ahaz, Hezekiah, the king of southern kingdom of Judah, revered God. 2 Kings chapter 18 verses 3 through 6 says, He did right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David had done. He removed the high places and broke down the sacred pillars and cut down the Asherah. He also broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days the sons of Israel burned incense to it and it was called the Nehushtan. When you heard about this passage, you may be reminded of the Pastor Esther Chung's message, the bronze serpent. During the Exodus, when people saw the bronze serpent, they could be saved from the disease, scorpions. But later, it was changed. And people worshipped the bronze serpent. So Hezekiah broke in pieces the bronze serpent. Actually, it was the representation of Jesus Christ that would save all humankind. But people changed this purpose and they just worshipped the bronze serpent. So he broke in pieces the bronze serpent. He trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel, so that after him there was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor among those who were before him. For he clung to the Lord, he did not depart from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord had commanded Moses. In the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and seized them. Hezekiah suggested peaceful relationship to the king of Assyria. Then Sennacherib made many requests. In the sixth year of King Hezekiah, before this invasion, northern kingdom of Israel was invaded, and the nation's king was captured. So, and in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and seized them. Hezekiah actually had no strength to confront the Assyria because he had seen the destruction of northern kingdom of Israel. So he could not show perfect faith in God. So Hezekiah just suggested peaceful relationship to the king of Assyria. Then Sennacherib made many requests and Hezekiah satisfied his request. But Sennacherib did not keep his promise. He kept invading Judah again and again. Now, Hezekiah proclaimed to his people that he would rely only on God. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 7 and 8 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be dismayed because of the king of Assyria, nor because of all the horde that is with him. For the one with us is greater than the one with him. With him is only an arm of flesh." The army of Assyria was really big and great. Actually, Hezekiah had no power. So that is why Hezekiah listened to Sennacherib's request and gave everything that he requested. But Sennacherib kept invading Judah in this situation. In the situation where he could not do anything with man's power, Hezekiah started to rely on God. Verse 8, "With him is only an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people relied on the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. God was really pleased with him. Did the Assyria just withdraw? No. But the king of Assyria sent his men to the people of Judah and spoke against God. He even mocked King Hezekiah and told them to surrender to his kingdom. Even though Hezekiah made up his mind to rely only on God with these people, the problem seemed to become greater and more serious. The king of Assyria mocked King Hezekiah and spoke against God. 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verses 15 through 17 says, "Now therefore, do not let Hezekiah deceive you or mislead you like this, and do not believe him. For no god of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people from my hand or from the land of my fathers. How much less will your God deliver you from my hand?" His servants spoke further against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. He also wrote letters to insult the Lord God of Israel and to speak against him, saying, "As the gods of the nations of the lands have not delivered their people from my hand, so the God of Hezekiah will not deliver his people from my hand." Then Hezekiah went to the house of God and prayed hard. "Father, help us. You listen to what they said. Please help us." At the time, the prophet Isaiah performed his ministry. So, through the word of Isaiah, God told him that the king of Assyria would be killed. God listened to the prayer of Hezekiah. And even he told him that the king of Assyria would be killed. Then did the Assyria withdraw? No. Again, Assyria constantly tried to invade Judah, and they continued to insult the king and God. Hezekiah took the letter Sennacherib sent to him to the house of the Lord and spread it out before God. And he prayed, saying, 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 16 says, Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. And listen to the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Verse 19, Now, O Lord, our God, I pray, deliver us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, O Lord, our God. At that time, God heard the Gentiles' voice against him, and he also heard the prayer of Hezekiah. Verse 20, Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Because you have prayed to me about Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard you. God told him that he had heard every word of the king of Assyria, seen Judah go through the invasion, and known everything. And he said then he would work for Hezekiah. Now, many invasions and mockery and men's ways of solving the problems, many things happened. And Hezekiah prayed and prayed, and God promised that he would work for him. But invasion happened again and again. But Hezekiah did not lose heart. He continued to rely on God. Then God said, I know everything, and I will work for you. What happened at the night? Do you know what happened? Chapter 19, verse 35, Then it happened that night that the angel of the Lord went out and struck 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when men rose early in the morning, behold, all of them were dead. The people of Judah did not do anything, but they were killed. They died. At the appropriate time, God worked for them. God worked for the people of Judah, even though they did not do anything. Hezekiah prayed and prayed, but the answer did not seem to come. But he kept praying and praying. And God said, I had listened to you. He had listened to him, and he finally worked for Hezekiah. The king of Assyria came back to his country after the defeat. But as God had said, he was killed by his own sons. After them, Hezekiah and southern kingdom of Judah received great blessings. The war, actually, it was not the thing that Hezekiah himself could solve and could solve. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 22 and 23 says, So the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others, and guided them on every side. And many were bringing gifts to the Lord at Jerusalem and choice presents to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was exalted in the sight of all nations thereafter. Now he came to be exalted in the sight of all nations thereafter. When Hezekiah only relied on God and prayed to him, God eventually worked for him and gave him a great victory. This incident gave us strength. Men of God may sometimes suffer from others' judgment or condemnation, or they may be falsely accused. But God knows, hears, and sees everything. He will give them a victory at the most proper time. I'm sure that they will receive greater glory and blessing. We believe and rely on God, this God. God, think about your past. Have you undergone many sufferings? I hope you will believe God all the more, and I hope you will please God all the more. God, we believe and rely on, is the author of the Bible and practices all His words as they are written. If God violated the law He set, it would not be said that He is faithful and follows justice. Then, even the forces of darkness would not be afraid of Him. But God is faithful and follows justice. He never violates the law. The Bible is the will of God. God says, God sets the law in the Bible. When you do something, you will receive blessing. And there is the way to receiving blessing. And even God also explains that if you do something, you cannot receive blessing or you cannot receive answers. And you will, and Father God has followed this law and will follow this law. The Bible says that the power manifested by senior pastor belongs to God and comes from God. Psalm chapter 62 verse 11 says, once God has spoken, twice I have heard this. The power belongs to God. Also, God will not hear the prayer of the wicked. There are a few passages about this. I will give you examples. Psalm chapter 66, verse 18 says, if I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. God will never hear those who committed sins, even sins that are committed outwardly, like the work of flesh. Even when someone has wickedness in his heart, God will not hear the prayer. Sinners' prayer will not be answered. Sinners cannot receive the answer to even their own prayer. They cannot pray for other people, of course. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 15 says, so when you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, even though you multiply prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are covered with blood. When sinners pray, God will never work and never answer their prayers. It is the law of God. A good example of this happened in Jesus' time. When we explained the handkerchief and the power of handkerchief, you may refer to Acts chapter 19. Apostle Paul, we refer to the incident of Apostle Paul. There was an interesting incident that happened to Apostle Paul, a magician, drove the demon, tried to drive the demon away, the magician, in the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ. But the demon said that, who are you? I know Apostle Paul, and I know Jesus Christ. And the demon, the possessed person, captured the magician. Even if the magician pretended to pray in the name of Jesus and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it was not answered. Only people of God can drive demons away. Think about senior pastor. Senior pastor solved the spiritual problems of people. And when he prayed, the demons were easily driven out. Sometimes you may not try saying, go away the demon, because you may have sins or may have evil, and you may not be confident because you know you have sin or you have evil in your heart. So even though you know the name of Jesus Christ and the Lord, it does not mean that you can drive away the demons. Only the prayer of the righteous can be answered for this kind of work. Only people who have been recognized by God can perform this kind of work. Let's discern everything based on the word of God. Then you don't have to be disheartened. You don't know anything. You cannot say you know everything. Only God knows everything. So go back to the word of God and the Bible. Let's think about the incident in the Bible. John chapter 9, verses 24 and 25 says, "So a second time they called a man who had been blind and said to him, 'Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner.'" When I read this passage, it's the same with us. God works for us. God has performed His power through Senior Pastor. Some people tell us to glorify God. But yes, we are glorifying God. We just give thanks to Senior Pastor because He prayed for us. Of course, we glorify God through the healing of diseases, because God healed us. But we just give thanks to Senior Pastor because He prays for us. But this time, the people, the scribes and Pharisees in Jesus' time, did not like Jesus healing people. And He just said to the person who had been blind and what had been healed by Jesus, they said to Him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." But the person who had been blind then answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." And He also said, John chapter 9, verse 30 through 33 says, "The man answered and said to them, 'Well, here is an amazing thing, that you do not know where he is from, and yet he opened my eyes.' We know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is God-fearing and does His will, He hears him. Since the beginning of time, it has never been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." This man said, "It is an amazing, it was an amazing thing." This man discerned things based on the word of God. So don't say it's strange, it's not understandable or something. You don't have to say that. We do our job. And we are just doing our job, just trying to become sanctified. And you don't have to say it's strange. The strange thing is that people tell us not to say Senior Pastor, thank you. They point out point us out. It's strange. It's really strange. We are undergoing a strange time. I hope you will not be confused. Just think about the Bible and go back to the Word of God. We need to answer any questions based on the Bible. I hope if you are in difficulties and problems, you just go back to the Word of God and discern everything based on the Word of God. Do you have anyone who hates you? Just give thanks and be pleased and pray to God. Father, help me. I hope I will broaden my heart all the more. Then God will bless you and God will broaden your heart and you will become better persons before God. Do you think God gives His power to sinners and take it back after their sins are revealed? Of course, people may do this, but God knows everything. God is never deceived by people. Of course, sometimes God can give blessings to people because they are doing something good before God, because God just judges, and God judges everything, things at that time. And He is doing well, and He is trying hard to become better persons before God. So He may give him, God may give the person blessings. But the person, if the person loses faith, you must not think about this. You must not, why? Why has God given him blessing, but he just left? You cannot say this kind of thing. You have to discern everything based on the Word of God and goodness. We need to discern everything based on the Word of God, not judgment or condemnation. Let me conclude this message. Today's scripture records the incident where the ship of Apostle Paul met a great wind and storm on the sea. He was going to Roman Empire. At the time, the ship met a great wind and a storm on the sea. It was in the providence of God. God let Apostle Paul preach the message in Rome. People may think it was better for him to go to Rome in a peaceful situation, but he met a great wind and storm. And in this situation, he received the message from God and preached the message to him on board. There were like hundreds of people, and he gave them peace. And in the course of the going to Rome, they met a storm. Before the departure, God told him about the situation and gave him the message. God said that He would protect the people in the ship. And God would protect the people in the ship and Apostle Paul. So Apostle Paul said, "Do not be afraid, Paul." God said, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you. Therefore, keep up your courage, man, for I believe God that it will turn out exactly as I have been told." Even though he said this, the storm kept raging. But Apostle Paul kept the faith and gave the people peace. Even in the storm, the constant storm, he gave peace to the people in the ship. When I read this passage, I realized that I felt the faith of Apostle Paul. And when you are in difficulties and hardships, when you hold on to the faith in God, you can become at peace. Even though Apostle Paul was in difficulties, God's providence would be achieved. Apostle Paul only believed God. I hope we will have such faith. God gave this church the providence for the end time. We should accomplish the world mission and the grand sanctuary. And He wanted us to fill New Jerusalem. His words will be surely accomplished. God and the Lord also long for it to happen. We have believed the word of God and prayed for it. We have prayed and fasted to change ourselves. Where is such a church as ours that the members pray every night and detailed ways of sanctification are taught? We have devoted ourselves to the world mission. We have prayed to glorify God by constructing grand sanctuary. Senior pastor has dedicated himself to preaching the living God and His power by receiving greater and greater power from God. In the meantime, we may be faced with hardships, but we still think about God's will and providence that have been given to us. We believe the result of providence of God. The providence of God for our church will be achieved. Paul said he would have to stand before Caesar. God told him to stand before Caesar so this ship would not be destroyed in this storm. Paul believed this. Surely, what would happen to him? Because God told him that it would happen. So we have to have such a faith. We have devoted ourselves to becoming sanctified. And Father God also has shown the great power of God. And all we have to do is just believe God. Until we can... Did the power of senior pastor just happen in 2000? And does it just disappear in like 2010 or something? No. Even until we saw him for the last time, he manifested the power of God. And we also have to pray to God. If you believe God completely, you need to pray. Even in the storm, and even after God gave us promise, we need to pray. I know the result. A member said that, like, we heard about the member's dream in Pastor Hunter Ju's message. The member had a dream and she pretended to die in the war, and I and Mrs. Bongnim Lee even died in the dream. And Mrs. Bongnim Lee and I have worked faithfully. No. Just that when I tried to understand the dream, Mrs. Bongnim Lee and I tried to go through everything. Like, it's like a matter of life and death these days. Of course, it's kind of the expression of fleshly expression, but kind of a matter of life and death for us, and me and Mrs. Bongmip Lee. But the member did not may not have tried to try hard to please God and overcome this trial. So when you do everything for the glory of God in this kind of situation, in this kind of time, you need to try hard to give glory to God all the more in this kind of situation. Then God will be pleased by you. Think about Hezekiah. He prayed and he asked God to give answer. And God, it seemed that God answered his prayer. But the difficulty again happened and the war became serious. But God eventually answered his prayer. Psalm chapter 86 verse 7 says, "In the day of my trouble, I shall call upon you, for you will answer me." In this trial, I hope you will march with faith and thereby spiritually grow up all the more and go to New Jerusalem together.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.